Blog Talk Radio.
The Ohio State University College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Science is a driving force throughout rural Ohio, and in particular, its cell centers located in Piketon, Ohio. The cell centers provides research and educational formats in a number of areas, including horticulture, fruits and vegetables, soil and bioengineering, aquaculture, and business development services. Dr. Tom Worley, director of cell centers, hosts the monthly cell centers chat. Here's Tom.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another South Center's Chat. It's a pleasure to be back here at the Rio Grande today for this program. It's going to be a little bit unique. I think we're going to expect two different guests today. And with me initially is Patrick Dingell, who's a business development specialist with us over at OSU South Centers. And welcome, Patrick.
Well, thank you, Tom, for inviting me on your program. You have a very interesting program format where you show a variety of different individuals from different parts of the university at the Ohio State University, and today also from the University of Rhode Island.
All right. It's going to be a great pleasure to have both today. Patrick, sticking with kind of your role as part of our business development team, part of that involves a partnership here with the University of Rio Grande, and maybe you could just kind of share a little bit of the background, when that got started and how it's kind of developed over time. I think it's taken a little bit different focus than we had at the beginning, but share with us a little bit of that background.
Well, the University of Rio Grande and Rio Grande Community College wanted to emphasize on the entrepreneurship, the small business program, how individuals can start and develop new businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the key components, in addition to the educational coursework that they do, they wanted the MBA students to also have practical experience.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, at the Ohio State University South Centers, we have a number of different small business counselors and individuals that go and assist small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of a, we have our level of expertise. We have an interest in educating new young entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sort of merged both of our programs together. And back in 2009, we started working with the Everson E. Evans College of Business here, mm-hmm, at the University of Rio Grande, helping those students foster a small business
experience. Mm-hmm.
And from there, we sort of gravitated into working with the undergraduate students. We started emphasizing ways to market using social media.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, podcasting and radio podcasting and live streaming, even 7 years ago, was just in its infancy.
Mm-hmm.
And so a number of us, Mike Thompson with the University of Rio Grande and Jason Winters, we sort of got together and we started looking at ways that we could help students market themselves,
mm-hmm,
and market businesses, because that was a new wage.
Right.
We discussed with you and with some of the team leaders down at the South Centers, and so we put on a little bit of a radio broadcast,
mm-hmm,
using a new program called Block Talk Radio.
I remember that.
They were around, but not to the extent that they are today.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I think you were the one that pointed out that Ohio State University started using Blog Talk Radio services in their lecture series.
Mm-hmm.
And what they would do is they would, when someone would give a lecture, they would record it, and then students could come back and
listen to it at any time. Mm-hmm.
And so one thing led to another. Next thing you know, we're having business talk, and
mm-hmm.
we invite different businesses and organizations. But the unique thing was we used students. We had students that were interviewing,
mm-hmm.
that were promoting the businesses, that were promoting making mm-hmm. one-minute PowerPoint YouTubes.
Mm-hmm.
We started working with Mike. His involvement, his vast experience in the TV and the radio.
Right.
So we started broadcasting them on the Educational Access TV program.
Mm-hmm.
And
is this an expansion of the
yes.
so-called portfolio
yes.
of delivery methods that
yes.
are available here with the partnership with Rio Grande? Has come a long way since
yes.
the days of Blog Talk Radio back in 2009. And it's interesting that you'd point out that there really is that much of a history. Here we are in
yeah.
2016. This
yeah.
is going on for 7 years, maybe 8 years already, and has come a long way. And you have a variety of different programs each week,
yes.
as I recall. And
yes.
you began to talk about AgriTalk, and then there's the arts show.
Yes.
You could name these much better than I can.
Well, you know, some of them are geared for our regional area,
right?
You know, surrounding Gallia,
mm-hmm.
Jackson, you know, Vinton, things of that nature. But some of them are more global. For instance, Dr. Tom High School, who's a retiring psychologist,
mm-hmm.
Mike Thompson, is very interested in helping dog owners.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a variety of different kinds of shows.
Right.
And a couple shows, we were able to ask Dr. Michelle Johnson, who's the president of the University of Rio Grande, and Tom,
mm-hmm.
Who's the director, to sort of share different things about the educational and the different programs. And, you know, I don't want to eat into her time,
well,
it's just a fantastic collaboration.
Patrick, I think it has come a long way since you initiated. I think you provided a lot of the vision early on, along with Mike and Dwayne Rigsby from our shop, in moving us into these newer communication channels. And we realize that we're still at the beginnings of these using these channels as to their greatest effect. But we continue to experiment. We continue to try to different formats at different times, different technologies, and to try to take advantage and more or less, because I think our audience a lot of times moves faster than we're able to as universities, and we can all have the experience of what we can actually do with the mobile phones and really. More and more we see that this is the delivery technology that people prefer, and the capability is fully there. It's amazing that a mobile phone will do much of what 20 years ago took a major-sized computer and a lot of hardware to accomplish. And now we're able to do that via the Internet, any place, at any time, and have success. And so we've just seen a lot of progress, and we continue to hope to try to build upon what the foundation that's been laid here with the folks at Rio Grande and Patrick's long-term vision. And so we've transitioned just a little bit, and it's a great pleasure, Michelle, to have you this afternoon
Thank
with us.
You.
Introduce Michelle Johnston, the president of the University of Rio Grande.
Thank you, Tom.
Who came in. Thank you for being here and joining us. Michelle came in. This effort was underway, as Patrick mentioned, since about 2009, and I think over at least the last couple years.
Right.
You'll remind me of just when you did come in as president, Michelle.
I came in 2014, and I immediately started learning about this. I don't think I had really moved into my office before Patrick was in the office, and he was saying, you know, this is a really exciting component of what we do here at Rio. It's a little bit unexpected, You know, when I was learning about the institution, I wasn't aware of the extent of it and the history.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really exciting to me to learn about that, just what we've accomplished, and more importantly, what that, as you mentioned, that vision and what we can still accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was really exciting.
Well, I know that the program has really benefited by your support, your engagement.
Okay.
That Michelle does these programs on a regular basis of her own, a half hour,
mm-hmm.
At least once a month, and provides updates on the programs here at Rio Grande and the things that are happening and things that she is envisioning. And the mutual support from us as well as here at Rio Grande, I think, has led to success. And we like that collaboration very much and look forward to continuing it. But I think that given where we are at this point with the start of a new school year, Michelle, that maybe you have some things that are kind of top of the mind in terms of the incoming class and resuming and maybe some items that you would like to relate to our audience this afternoon about the upcoming school year.
I'd love to, because I love doing this program and doing the regular show, mm-hmm. and I have had some just phenomenal guests on the program.
Mm-hmm.
It's been exciting to meet people and to have a chance to give them a forum to talk about their organizations or their initiatives, and that's been really, really fulfilling. But rarely kind of does the camera turn,
mm-hmm.
and I get the chance at any level of detail to really talk about some of the things that are going on at Rio in kind of a, you know, I try to keep my comments to a minimum
Understood.
On those programs.
Understood.
So thanks for giving me a platform and opportunity to do that.
The forum is yours this
Thank
afternoon.
You. You know, I think one of the things as we start a new term, it's very easy to think forward, and that's what we should be doing, and being very prepared for our students to come and start the new fall term. But also, as thinking about kind of where we've come from, there are so many things that have happened over the last year and a half,
mm-hmm.
2 years, that we're thinking about as far as we don't want to lose sight of those, because
mm-hmm.
they really connect to some of the things that we have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a really successful graduation in May, and that seems like that was just yesterday. I don't know where the summer went, but it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, around here at Rio, we had summer classes going on. We had this summer over 2,000 pre-college students.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those were high school students,
oh, yeah.
but there were some junior high and middle school students there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we never shut down.
Right.
But it definitely is a new season when we're coming into a fall term.
It's a new start, isn't
it? It is. But, you know, last year we started a new location in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And we had not had that location, had not been offering classes in
oh.
Jackson County. So that started last year.
Oh.
And it was such a success that we have been able to look at that a little more closely and say, what can we do on a more consistent and maybe a growth model
Good.
For Jackson. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about that and kind of what transpired in this last capital budget cycle for us and what that means. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're just everywhere you turn, as I kind of do the look back, there are so many things to celebrate. I mean, one of the things I'm really proud of is the academic success of our students. And that comes from our faculty who work day in and day out and go the extra mile.
Right.
It was exciting this morning. We had a new employee orientation.
Oh.
So we had new faculty that were coming in, new staff members, and just the eagerness and the commitment that you could already see in that room
Excellent.
To be a part of really positive
right.
development here.
Mm-hmm.
We had 107 of our athletes. Our conference, our athletic conference, has been the KIAC,
okay.
the Kentucky Intercollegiate Athletic Conference.
All right.
We're staying in that conference, but that athletic conference is changing names.
Yeah.
It's going to be the
name?
River States Conference.
Oh, well,
mm-hmm.
that's more inclusive.
It
sounds
is.
Like.
It
about
is.
Places like Rio Grande in Ohio. That's
I think good there was one school from Kentucky still in the conference,
oh.
and most of them were from Ohio and Pennsylvania and West
oh, wow.
Virginia. And
Very
so,
appropriate.
Yeah.
The name catches
Change.
Up. Yeah.
Yes. But we had 107 athletes,
wow.
the most in the conference on the scholar athletes list.
Wonderful.
And those are things we're proud of, and I think that's indicative of our fuller student body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the athletes have those places where they're recognized for their accomplishments in the classroom, but it's just indicative of the success and the pursuits that all of our
Absolutely.
Students make. you know, we had a national championship in men's soccer this last year.
That's right. I wanted to say, you know, I had to get educated being a little bit of a Buckeye and being inbred Buckeye at that soccer was such a big thing at Rio Grande.
It's huge.
You bring people from the world over, I think.
Definitely. We definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really been exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got any number of things we could talk about that just are on the forefront of this
mm-hmm.
next year. One thing I want to mention, Tom, if I can have a minute or two to
well,
do it, because I know you guys got to talk a little bit about your world before I came in, but I want to turn that to you, give
mm-hmm.
you some time to talk about
there.
All the great things going on at the South Centers. But we have a new simulation center for our nursing and allied health.
Okay.
This is a huge project. It's been a dream for those faculty and those academic areas for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really exciting to see that coming to fruition.
Can you help
kind
of paint a picture of the simulation
yeah.
lab, or if that's what
yeah.
I should call it? Or
well,
it's,
we want to call it a center
a
because
center.
It's not just a lab.
Mm-hmm.
And although we'll be focusing a lot on some of the healthcare areas, our allied health, our nursing programs that are all very strong,
mm-hmm.
we also want to expand this center to serve other areas and disciplines on our campus, whether it's social work or psychology
mm.
or art and music.
Oh, wow.
And bringing, so this center is really kind of a hub for active, engaged, hands-on learning.
Ooh.
So from the nursing and the healthcare side, you'll have these mannequins that you're able to simulate all kinds of things in terms of their conditions and some of the things that they may see in the clinic. Clinical part when they're actually
right.
in the,
right.
the hospital settings and the
mm-hmm.
clinic settings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really exciting to be able to simulate that
certainly.
Here
yeah.
and kind of go through some of those things. And also, we have our students who learn a lot about the possibilities in their profession.
Okay. Yeah.
But when they actually are in the clinical setting, they may not experience one of them or not. I mean, you can't
mm-hmm.
dial that in.
Right.
That are we
right.
going to have, you know, someone going to labor at this particular session, or are we going to have some kind of heart situation? I mean, you can't make those things happen.
Right.
But what we can do is in the simulation center, we can create an environment where the students are actually in a position where they need to respond to all of those things and really interact with those.
They learn to deal with the unexpected.
They do.
Absolutely.
They do. So that's exciting. We've got so many other capital projects and things going on like that, enhancing technology in our classrooms.
Great.
Improving our residence halls,
good.
Our public locker rooms and spaces that our communities,
okay.
our community members use. I mean, the list is long.
You mentioned maybe something to do with infrastructure or facilities up in Jackson.
Yeah.
Is there a new facility envisioned?
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
Through the state capital budget
mm-hmm.
process,
mm-hmm.
we earmarked two projects. One was the acquisition of a new facility in Jackson,
okay.
and we're still in the we do have the funds for that.
Great.
So that was successful.
Yeah.
We haven't acquired the facility yet, and we're working on that to
okay.
finalize all the closing and all of those
right.
things that you need to
right.
do. So that we hope that we are in January that we're offering classes in this new facility. Right now we've been leasing space in Jackson,
okay.
so we'll actually own a facility, and it's a really great space.
Great.
The other project was to, we've been in Vinton County,
mm-hmm.
we've been in MacArthur in the old high school there,
mm-hmm.
and using some space there
mm-hmm.
To teach classes, and been doing that for a number of years, and what we want to do is to really be part of the growth of MacArthur and Vinton County
mm-hmm.
in kind of an educational region where the high school is located
right.
in Vinton County, and we have, we're moving forward, we've identified some land. To purchase that would allow us to establish a right-sized kind of facility
okay.
considering what we see as far as programming and the students we would serve
right.
there, but that moving in that direction. So at this point,
mm-hmm.
it's just to acquire land.
Excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask maybe it's a naive question, but I think you'll be able to give me an answer. These, like Jackson and MacArthur that you've
mm-hmm.
mentioned, you're reaching people where they are
mm-hmm.
with these new access points, if you
right,
will.
Right.
Do these tend to be populated, the courses and the offerings, by high school students in AP programs or the community members at large advancing what they've attained so far? Is it
all of the
mix?
Above. That is such a good question, and I think that a lot of people who are kind of looking at and saying, what are you doing in these locations, and who are you really serving, and it's all of that.
Okay.
So the dual enrollment program in the state of Ohio, the College Credit Plus program,
right.
is something that, I mean, we experienced a 30% growth in our dual enrollment last year, and we already, it's looking like at least a 14 to 15% additional growth this year. So that's pretty steep and significant.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's happening at some of these other locations plus our main campus.
Excellent. And just to take that a step
yeah.
further, that would be a way to address the idea of college affordability,
yes.
that if you can gain a certain amount of the college credit as you are finishing high school, it
yes.
shortens that length of time that you need
it
to do.
It does, and that's such an important initiative at the state level
right.
through Governor Kasich, through
mm-hmm.
the legislature, this affordability
mm-hmm.
and making sure that students can be successful completing programs and degrees
yeah.
without obtaining a great deal of debt.
Right.
So that is a huge part of it. And, we've had orientations the past 2 days for
mm-hmm.
our dual enrollment students
oh.
just to get them oriented and
oh,
what
sure.
are we doing and what
oh,
is
sure.
this whole
oh, yeah.
college experience like.
Mm-hmm.
And there are students that are, I have no doubt, that were in those 2 days of orientation who will complete high school and they will have a certificate or an associate's degree in hand at the same time
excellent.
They graduate from high
excellent.
School.
Excellent.
So we're really proud to be a part of that.
That puts you way down the path
mm-hmm.
toward a four-year degree if that's
exactly.
the goal. Ultimately, I'm not saying that that's for everybody, but it's certainly a jump start
yes.
on moving forward and in your career, and it affects the economics of what that degree costs, as you've mentioned. So that is exciting, and I think it's a great thing that Rio Grande is offering, as you are well aware, but I would just point out that that's where a lot of the intersection comes between Ohio State and Rio Grande, that we do not offer any formal academic programs
right.
in terms of, you know, coursework
right.
at Ohio State. The nearest we came was a few years ago. We offered two or three things that did carry credit
mm-hmm.
via a distance with two-way interactive
mm-hmm.
video, but these tended to be graduate programs, very specialized, and they were just very minimal numbers of students enrolled. It turned out that the biggest number were actually our own staff members
wow.
over at Piketon
right.
who were pursuing advanced degrees either at the master's or PhD level, and it was a real convenience to them.
Yeah.
But in terms of attracting members of the community at large, it
right.
tended not to get a great big take. And
right.
and I think that, as opposed to what you're doing, that at this beginning, at this
mm-hmm.
very critical transition, coming out of high school and,
mm-hmm.
well, is college for me or is college not for me,
right.
this only will give people very much confidence if they're able to perform
right.
as they take these AP classes
exactly.
during their junior, senior years that, well, wow, I can do this. I can go
right.
on and I can attain. And
right.
I think that's a great motivator, it would seem to me.
I think so, too, and I think it's really exciting to see students who had not thought about a college experience that from their first-generation college students,
right, right.
and their families haven't been extremely aware. And so there's a lot of there are a lot of nerves and things like that
right.
that are associated with
right.
coming on board.
Right.
And I think a place like Rio is an excellent choice, a great place to do that
mm-hmm.
because we are very focused on the individual student and making sure that each student has that individual attention.
That's right. Little bit different environment, and
yeah.
I think it's not a one-size-fits-all.
No, not at all.
Among different campuses and
mm-hmm.
in terms of the size and makeup and even the geographical location. And
right.
one thing's for sure, that if you've ever been to Rio Grande, there's no more beautiful place
oh,
to come
you.
To than
good.
Here in the green hills of southern Ohio to University of Rio Grande. And we're pleased that things are on the move here and that the whole region in terms of education has greater opportunities as a result of what Rio Grande is doing. And I guess, Michelle, I would offer just this little bit of a public service announcement on our own behalf
Good.
Over at OSU South Centers that we are in our 25th year. And I can understand what MacArthur and Jackson, you know, when something
mm-hmm.
just new happens, that's the state of affairs in Piketon 25 years ago that Ohio State chose and was provided the means by which to bring research and extension in the whole areas of agriculture and really business development, entrepreneur development, to Southern Ohio through very applied research and extension programs. And you'll notice that I did not mention any academic programs
right.
for undergraduate students. But we're focused more on adult education in agriculture areas, especially specialty crops,
mm-hmm.
berries, wine grapes. We're into hops, we're into pumpkins, into fish farming, we're into crops for bioenergy production, we're into a variety of sustainability practices on farms where soil and water is concerned. But overlaying all that is the business development
mm-hmm.
side of things. And this kind of connects back around to what we were visiting with Patrick earlier about, and the connection with Rio Grande, that we have a lot of business clientele that we serve with business
mm-hmm.
planning, marketing plans, management, finance, through our counselors
mm-hmm.
that are funded through the Small Business Development Center, and this is free and available to the public. But this gives the opportunity to engage business students from here at Rio Grande
mm-hmm.
in experiential learning.
It's
and
wonderful.
They go in, they learn about what it's like to be in business, some of the challenges, help the businesses plan and have a vision about what they're trying to do in the future. And so that's really our 25 years in a nutshell. That we're still working to develop further. We have added different funding sources along the way in terms of a cooperative development center.
Mm.
We have a manufacturing specialist. We have an international trade or an export
mm.
assistance specialist on our staff at this point. We have moved into some of those crops that I mentioned as a result of extra funding that's
mm.
come our way. So our event is coming up on September 15th. And I think this is a good point to invite the public from this part of our region that you'd be more than welcome to join us in the evening of the 15th. It's going to be open house from 5 to 8 p.m. We're going to provide a little light supper along with that and tours of our facilities, meetings with all of our expert staff that lead these programs that I've mentioned that carry on the programs and the research, as well as wagon tours out to the actual trials and
mm.
so forth. And we thank you, Michelle. I
yeah.
know you're going to be part of an event at lunchtime that day, but this open house, really, we invite anyone and everyone to join us as they can and learn what we do over at Piketon, and thereby part of that interlaces here with what we do with Rio Grande.
I can't wait to be there.
All right.
I've been to your facility. Your staff are just phenomenal, and the work that's going on, the projects are really great.
Well, we both know that, you know, from the perspective that we have, it really is, it takes great people to have great
mm-hmm.
things, and
does.
That's what it really boils down to. And when we talk about 25 years, that's really our history that we'll
mm-hmm.
focus on, is the history of the staff members that have been there that made things happen and brought about these good things. Michelle, I know we're just wound down out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you.
Us this afternoon.
Enjoyed it.
Sharing the update. Good luck in this new semester
thank
and
you.
This new school year and with your expanded presence up in Jackson and at MacArthur.
Thank
I know
you
it'll
so
be
much.
Successful. Thank
I
you
appreciate
again.
It.
Mm-hmm.